Arrests of illegal immigrants all along the southwest border are down 30% since last October. In some sectors, like Yuma, Arizona, the drop is even sharper, down 66%. NPR's Ted Robbins went there to see why.
The earth rumbles as a pile driver shoves thick 10-foot-long steel posts into the ground.
What was here before?
Here before, there was a barbed wire fence.
Miranda Weber is with the Border Patrol.
3 to 5 strands of barbed wire, broken in some areas, nothing in others.
The posts are part of a new infrastructure and technology network. They're being sunk 3 feet apart in the dirt right on the international border to form a vehicle barrier, stopping cars and trucks from crossing in the open desert with people or drugs. We drive a few miles west, and National Guard troops are installing fencing along the border to stop people. Miranda Weber says it's already made a big difference.
We used to see, 100 bodies running a mass incursion here at once, where now we still do see some apprehensions here, but it is in nowhere comparison to what it used to be. It'll be a group of 3 or 5 here and there.
We drive another few miles. Now we're between farmland and houses atop a dirt levee dotted with National Guard troops, a tent and vehicles stationed every quarter mile to spot illegal entrants. Specialist Edwin Malcolm says his unit spotted 5 crossers last October when they first arrived. Since then?
Haven't seen a soul. And I've been at just about every site from site 1 down to 33.
Why do you think that is?
They're afraid of me.
Even immigrant rights advocates say the military presence is deterring crossers. In other border areas, other measures are proving effective. In Del Rio, Texas, Mexicans who used to be sent back to try again are being detained, even given jail time. Central and South Americans are no longer released pending court dates. They are being detained and deported. No one knows how many immigrants are still getting through, though. The apprehension figure doesn't measure that. Plus, Deborah Myers, an analyst with the Migration Policy Institute, says 5 months is too little time to tell if the drop in apprehensions is the start of a long-term trend.
It's a good indication. I think the numbers are probably moving in the right direction. But I just don't know that we can say definitively right now without having data for another year or so.
The numbers may also be down because people are now in the U.S. to stay. Narciso Soto is from Durango, Mexico. He came to the U.S. illegally 18 years ago. He's since gotten documents, but he's also brought his entire family here because it's too hard to go back and forth.
Tal vez como yo, mucha gente viene.
People come here with the idea to work and nothing more, he says. They come with the idea of saving some money, then returning to Mexico. But these security measures have made it difficult for people to go and return, so people have decided to stay here. It's becoming more expensive to cross. Smugglers are charging more to avoid the security. And it's become more dangerous. In the same 5-month period that apprehensions have gone down, deaths have gone up, from 90 to 114. No one knows why for sure, but it's possible people are crossing in ever more remote areas of the desert. And there's been a rise in violence against immigrants by bandits and smugglers. But Deborah Myers of the Migration Policy Institute says despite the security, people will continue trying to cross for jobs illegally until there's a way for more of them to work in the U.S. legally. She says the border crackdown may actually help that happen.
I think for some members of Congress, being able to demonstrate that efforts at the border have been bolstered and have decreased illegal immigration will certainly politically allow them perhaps to vote for a reform that they may not have been willing to consider last year.
In other words, if the downward apprehension trend continues, those in Congress who demanded border security before considering comprehensive immigration bills, including a guest worker program, may no longer have that argument to fall back on. Ted Robbins, NPR News.